If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
So, Kevin Powell, WGN Radio Sports, a new manager for the Cubs. Joe Brand, also from WGN Radio Sports, on the phone line. Kevin, you start. What's the news here?
So Craig Counsell, who had been the manager of the Milwaukee Brewers for nearly a decade, the past 9 years, and they've had a lot of success with Craig Counsell. As we enter free agency in baseball, John, it's always all about the players, but Craig Counsell was a big free agent this offseason. His contract expired with Milwaukee. There was talk maybe he could end up with the Mets, maybe back with the Brewers. Then some buzz today that there could be a mystery team involved, as it was reported. That mystery team turned out to be the Chicago Cubs. Multiple reports say that Craig Counsell is the new manager of the team, replacing David Ross, who had been the Cubs manager for the past 4 years. A surprise move, yes, but personally, John, I love this move. Craig Counsell regarded as one of, if not the best manager in all of baseball. And look, you know, Jed Hoyer had some interesting comments too. I don't know if you want me to play this cut, John, but this is from Jed Hoyer's end of season press conference talking about David Ross.
Go ahead.
He's not a new manager anymore. He's, you know, he's going into his fifth season. I think he's really matured in the job and developed. And, you know, like all of us, I think he wants to get better every year. Do we have disagreements and do we have, you know, heated conversations? Of course we do, but you will with any manager. I know he's going to spend the offseason thinking about how he can get better. And it is a very important year next year for him and for all of us.
Well, no longer with the team. So next year, we'll see what that means for David Ross, whether he stays in the front office, which I don't anticipate. I'm sure David Ross not happy with this. And look, I don't think David Ross was a great manager. I think he was, you know, the players respected him. There were some times where some decision making was in question from David Ross, lineup construction, things like that. But I think when you have an opportunity to bring in a Craig Counsell, You go after it, and the Cubs did. It's a bold move, and I love it from the front office and from Tom Ricketts. Mm.
Joe Brand, what's your reaction to this?
Pretty much the same as Kevin. I do think that this is really the only other manager that I would like to see rather than David Ross. Ironically, Kevin and I were on the Cubs network right after the regular season had come to an end, and we were mainly talking about the Cubs collapse. And I think this is more of Craig Counsell being available rather than showing David Ross the door. You can't ignore the fact that the Cubs were in a playoff spot with the season winding down, and they did collapse. They got tense. They made a lot of defensive miscues. And with a young roster like that, you kind of worry about what's in their headspace moving on after not being able to complete the goal in mind to make the playoffs at the end of the year. So I feel like this is a huge upgrade.
But guys, we need will Counsell make that much of a difference with the players we have? Do we need to spend a lot of money to go get Ohtani or somebody else now?
This is a big step forward, in my opinion. I think it definitely shows a sign to the fan base that they're not messing around. You know, this again, was a bold move. They brought in one of the top managers in baseball. But, yes, this is just one step of this offseason. They need to be aggressive this offseason and build off of the success last year, which had a disappointing finish.
Okay, then let me ask you this, Joe. What do we need now? Okay, now we got the perfect manager, the only manager you'd have other than the one you got. Now what else do you want, Joe?
Well, I don't think they make this bold of a move by changing the manager when they already have a pretty good one. If they're not going to open up the checkbook or get really crafty with some trades and make some more adjustments. There's no surprise that they need help in the starting rotation. That was an issue last year, and now Marcus Stroman is a free agent when you thought you were going to be able to rely on him just adding depth. He wasn't really productive, especially towards the end of the year, but there's a lot of good free agents out there. Blake Snell, Jordan Montgomery, Jack Flaherty, obviously Shohei Ohtani's out there. I don't know if the Cubs will be that bold as well. But Craig Counsell's been around the block, as Kevin said. He's been manager of the Brewers for over almost a decade. So he knows what he wants. He knows what types of pieces they want. And the Cubs' bullpen, too. I mean, another big reason why they kind of collapsed towards the end, because there was nobody to rely on. So pitching is going to be huge for this team next year.
Pitching and, of course, adding offense. I mean, the clutch hitting lacked late in the season for the Cubs, one of the reasons they didn't get to the postseason. But this does bring me back to the Joe Maddon hire, which felt like the absolute perfect hire for the Cubs in that moment, and it worked out. I'm not saying that it's going to work out for Craig Counsell and this team, but this does feel like a dynamite hire from the Cubs, and there was an opportunity to go get maybe the best manager, and they went after him and got him.
Isn't there a statistic called wins against replacement, and then I wonder what that means in terms of a manager.
It is funny because we have everything is quantified in baseball, right? There's ERA, there's ERA plus, there's OPS, there's slugging, there's OPS plus. It's endless amount of data we have, but it's really kind of hard to quantify the amount of wins a manager brings into a season, right? So you kind of pick brains and hear from players and hear from the front office, and he is completely regarded as really a top manager in all of baseball.
He kind of brings together everything you want in a manager. He's good with the clubhouse. He's good with the analytics. But all those numbers that Kevin just mentioned, I mean, you've got to have the context for it too. And I feel like Craig Counsell is exactly the kind of guy that can bring that. But, it's going to take a lot to get all that incorporated for a successful season.
Who wants to do the batting stance jokes? Joe, go.
I already tweeted out that first order of business is to upgrade Christopher Morel's batting stance, just like Craig Counsell.
Yeah, Morel, who knows? That's a guy who could be traded this offseason if the Cubs get really aggressive.
Right.
But, you know, that batting stance worked for him, John. He spent, what, 16 years in baseball, something like that?
Standing straight as a telephone pole, bats touching the ceiling. And then who does this protect? Like, that means Bellinger's going to stay? Or are there some guys that, okay, we've got to keep these men on the roster? Just last question for you guys about the current roster construction. Who's absolutely going to stay? Who may go?
I think one of the top priorities is bringing back Cody Bellinger for me, John. I think he meant so much to this team this year. There's no way they're even close to the playoff race without Bellinger. So I would make that a top priority.
And, you know, as rough as the collapse was at the end of the year, this was a close-knit group. There was a lot of chemistry in that clubhouse. They enjoyed playing together. They enjoyed being together. And I think now the Cubs front office has made two drastic moves from the trade deadline, going for it, helping this team add to what they already have, and now going after what we think is probably the best manager out there. Who knows? Maybe guys like Cody Bellinger is a little bit more insight.
Hey, the Cubs had three Gold Glove winners. First time we've ever had three Gold Glove winners on the same team. You're telling me in 2016, we did not have three Gold Glove winners on that infield, outfield pitching position? No? I guess not.
I would have to go back and look. But that defensively was one of the best defensive teams I've ever seen.
How about it?
They were unbelievable.
They were the best of everything. What makes 531 and no World Series so great, says 630. We're already hating on them. But 531, is that a good number, fellas? I mean, that's not 600.
It's true. Also, keep in mind, it's the Brewers' limited payroll, and he was able to get, what, three division titles over the past 5 years or so, postseason five in the last 6 years.
In a weak division. I'll stop now, but I mean... No, I'm...
It's a good hire, John. I think this is good for the Cubs.
I like your optimism, and they got $40 million behind it, so they must feel that way, too. Okay, fellas, I'm out of time. Nice to talk to you. I know you'll talk more about this with Lisa, Kevin. Joe, thank you, sir.
Thank you both. Later.